Daniel Furbish of Nashville is working to change the lives of young people, one sprocket at a time. He teaches kids to rebuild broken bikes. Kim Green of member station WPLN visited Mr. Furbish's class at a youth center and watched how working with old gears, chains, and frames can empower his students.
In a cave-like basement, bursting with rickety old bicycles, tires, and churning middle schoolers, Daniel Furbish barks orders.
All right, guys. Pull your bikes down. Work.
Close-cropped beard, pen behind his ear. Okay. Furbish is an artist turned teacher from a military family, creative and disciplined. He started his bike building workshop as a summer experiment. He thought, what if I take donated bike parts and teach kids to put them together?
The derailleur should be down like that. Steven.
Yes, sir.
Are you watching?
Yes, sir.
A month ago, these kids started with a frame and some greasy bicycle parts. Some picked a working bike from the pile. Furbish says when they found out they had to strip it down and start from zero, their disbelief was priceless.
I love seeing the expression on their face when we tell them, okay, now you take the whole thing apart. And they're like, what? This is going to take forever.
Furbish ignores all the groaning and sticks to the deal he's made with the kids. Build a bicycle, and it's yours.
All right. Focus. You watch too. You're going to have to do this.
An hour into the class, it's order from chaos. The kids are absorbed in threading chains over cogs.
Goes through here.
And then it goes back around like that, comes out, and then you pull it like that.
A ninth grader named LaMarcus Shannon gets a thumbs up from Furbish as he winds bike chain around gears. The two met in an after-school program that Furbish taught for kids who struggled in class. Shannon got in trouble a lot because he couldn't sit still and focus for hours at a time. But in smaller groups, doing hands-on work, he shined. He started writing poetry with a spoken word group. And today, he's just built himself a bicycle.
Makes me feel good and makes me feel different than a lot of other kids who have bikes because they just went out and bought one or, you know, some people even steal bikes or whatever. And I, like, made my own bike from scratch.
Furbish lives for that burst of insight. A lot of these students are from tough neighborhoods. Some end up dropping out of school or turning to crime. But here, they see that it's actually fun to work hard, see a project through, and learn something new about the world. Furbish also teaches the kids how to take what they've built and use it to navigate their world. He unfurls a cyclist map of Nashville.
Here's Cleveland Park, okay?
Furbish points out bike lanes from their neighborhood to a park with miles of greenways. His point is, these bikes aren't just toys for doing wheelies. They're tools that can impart freedom to go places and explore. For NPR News, I'm Kim Green in Nashville.
This is NPR News.